We are up to Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, and we'll be doing the first two Seifim. Yesh Omrim Baruch Masbiel or Avim Ve'en La Omro. There were those that before benching, they would say Baruch Masbiel or Avim, and the Machaber says not to say it because you're being Mosif on the Matbeya Shetavu Chachamim. Ve'im Omar B'mokum Birkas Hazon. If someone, instead of the Nusach of the Brach of Hazon is Olam Kula B'tuvo, says Briach Rachmana Malka Morei Dahai Pita Yotza. If he says in Aramaic, blessed is Hashem, the Melech, the King, who is the master of this bread, the halachi is Yotza, he's Yotza. V'yeshomim shetzor shiachtom brich rachmana dezon kula, some hold that you have to have a chasima as well. In other words, we have a machlokis here, if the chasima is li'ikuva in another language. Allah halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the ikar is that it is l'ma'akev, you have to have a chasima, and l'chatchila, one should not be mishana altogether anyway. Now, what's with small children? Very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that it's a very nice thing to be machan of small kids to say this bracha. But he says, before you teach them even to say the entire first bracha, you should teach them a little bit of every bracha. L'fi the Mishnah Berurah. This that most ganim, most kindergartens are noeg, and sometimes even first graders, that they say the first bracha of benching only. According to him, what they're better off saying is the shortened version of the first bracha and a shortened version of every one of the brachas. Because for chinuch, you're chayav to teach them all four brachas. This is all the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings several dikdukim in benching. First of all, he says that you should not say Kile Olam Chasdo Imonu, but Kile Olam Chasdo Stam, because it's not only with Klal Yisrael that Hashem is always doing chesed. He does chesed with all of existence. It's Sha'ato Zon. Also Anachnu Modim Lach, and not Anu Modim Lach. Anu could be a Lashon of Aninus, Avelus, and Anachnu is better. Befi Kol Chai, and not Befe Kol Chai. Also, Re'enu and not Ro'enu. Re'enu is asking that he be our Roa. Ro'enu is Lashon Ovar. We're asking him, will you please shepherd us? That's Re'enu, as opposed to Ro'enu, which means he is our shepherd. And make sure to say Lo Chosar and Va'al Yechsar. Sif Beis. Bebirkas ha'oretz, in the brach of Nodalacha, lo harosh lo yomer shenchalta laveseinu eretz chemda bris v'torah. The Rosh says not to say the words bris v'torah there. Shere yomer al bris ha'shchosamtu b'vsareinu v'al taras v'shlimatonu v'day b'pam achas. The Gemara says that benching must include bris and Torah. So the nusach that the Rambam brings down has us say in Nodalacha bris v'torah. And it also says al bris ha'shchosamtu b'vsareinu v'al taras v'shlimatonu. The Rosh says that's a repetition, there's no need for it whatsoever. So when the Gemara said Bris V'Torah, it didn't mean to say those words. It meant the Inyan of Bris and the Inyan of Torah. The Harambam Cholik, and the Rambam argues, says the Ramah Agav V'Divrei HaRosh Hem Iker. And the truth is that there's a difference between the Nusach Svard and Ashkenaz. Svard says Bris V'Torah, Ashkenaz does not say it. Ashkenaz holds that when the Gemara said Bris V'Torah, it meant the Inyan, which means Bris Shosamt of Sereno, Toros Shoshim HaTonu, that would be good enough.